Amen. Saints, in this session, we will continue with the fellowship of the last session. And I really enjoy the fellowship of the brothers. Is that first, we all need to be in the groups. Okay? Amen. And in the groups, then the Lord is going to raise up new groups. Okay? And what are these new groups? These are the vital groups. And who are the vital groups? They are the overcomers. You know, in the Bible, the overcomers are not produced outside of the church. No. Okay. In Revelation 12, there was a vision of a bright woman, which typifies God's people. And in the New Testament, the church. And the bright woman bore a man-child, the stronger part of God's people, who are the overcomers. They are produced out from the woman, not apart from the woman. Therefore, saints, we should be encouraged that we are still here, okay? And the Lord has called us. But we need to continue to listen to the Lord's call. The Lord today is calling for overcomers. Amen. To be the vital groups in the churches. Okay. You know, and I like to continue what Brother Joel shared. It's very interesting. He mentioned about the Lord calling the 12 disciples. And he mentioned, are they vital groups? So, and I, our sound there is not that good. So I was asking another brother, did Joel give the answer? He says, no, he did not give the answer. So anyway, but he did say something. No, when the 12 were sent out by the Lord, they were vital. You know, based on my recollection of the gospel, after that one, it seems like they were not vital again, no? They were not vital. And true, our brother Alex reminded me, because during that time, the Holy Spirit was not imparted into them. So they cannot be vital. We cannot be vital by ourselves. We cannot say, I want to be vital, then I will be vital. No. Our vitality comes from the Lord Himself. Now, coming back to the Gospels, the one who called the 12 disciples is the Lord Jesus. Is the Lord Jesus a vital person? Amen. Amen. Why? He is one with the Father. And his living and work is by the Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit. For sure, the Lord Jesus is the, on the earth, as a man, is the first vital person. And as such a vital person, he did not remain by himself. That's why he called the 12 disciples. Like what Joel, I think he gave a, not wonderful, but a very appropriate description of the disciples. No? Everyone is very peculiar. For sure, not vital. Okay. However, the Lord called them. And what did the Lord do for those 3.5 years? Is the Lord doing? The Lord was gradually, step by step, making them vital. Amen. By their following the Lord as a vital person, the Lord imparted this vitality into them. Yeah. That is why, okay, even after the death and resurrection of the Lord, they were still not vital. No? Because after that, Peter took the lead, no? To tell the disciple, let's go back to our old manner of life. Go fishing. And we're going to talk about this. No? It's John chapter 21. That is the record. Okay. They went back to fishing. For sure, they were not vital. But the Lord did not give them up. So saints, we should be encouraged. The Lord will never give us up. The Lord wants to make us vital. to be today's overcomers, so that we can fulfill his eternal purpose. Okay, so in John chapter 21, the Lord again, I would say this is the second time the Lord called the disciples again, right? And he called one particular person, had a conversation with him, which is Peter. So in that conversation, the Lord was recovering them in order to make them vital. And the first thing the Lord asked is, Simon, do you love me more than these? That means everything else. Simon, do you love me more than everything else? Then, of course, Peter answered, Lord, you know that I love you. And the Lord asked this three times. The first thing that the Lord wants to make us vital is that we need to love the Lord above all things. I don't know with you, saints, in your experience, in our Christian experience, when we became vital, what is it that makes us vital? It is because the Lord touched us with himself so that we love him above all things. When we started to love the Lord above all things, we forgot about everything and we are one with the Lord. And the Lord becomes the source of our vitality. Okay. I remembered when I was in the full-time training, we had a weekend to go preach the gospel. And saints, I have to confess to all of you, I'm not good in preaching the gospel. I really appreciate Joel. No? I don't know whether he had a lot of testimony when he was in high school. Really vital, no, in preaching the gospel. So I said, oh, I really appreciate him, but I am not. However, in those few days, now we were in the training, and during that time, the trainees were given permission not to take dinner if they wanted to fast and pray for the gospel. So I said, oh, I need to fast and pray for the gospel. And during those few days, when I fast and prayed to the Lord, the first thing that the Lord touched me is his love. The Lord recovered my first love to him. And when my first love is recovered, I forgot about everything. Oh, before in the training, I was in the training in Taipei. So because we are overseas, so we are given permission, no, whether to use Mandarin or English. So usually I use English because that's what I am. But during those few days, no, I prayed in Mandarin. No? Seems like I'm speaking in tongues. But anyway, because I'm filled with the love of the Lord, therefore, we went out to preach the gospel. And we had a goal. And we broke the goal twice. The first day, the goal is already broken. So they have to reset the goal twice in order, for the 3 days, so for the whole weekend. And that was really an experience of almost the same experience as Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost, when the disciples, 120 of them, went to an upper room, what did they do? They did not do anything except to pray. And what is to pray? To pray means to be one with the ascended head. One with the Lord. When they prayed for 10 days, they were so one with the Lord. No? And I believe they were filled with the Holy Spirit inwardly. Then the Holy Spirit has no way but to fill them outwardly, okay, with the Spirit of power. Then they preach the gospel. Amen. Saints, you need to read Acts chapter 2. The preaching of the gospel by Peter. My Peter is totally a different person. He is not the Peter in the Gospels. Now he is a Peter in the Acts. Full of vitality.
Amen.
In the Gospels, the last thing he did was to deny the Lord 3 times. Here, he testified for the Lord in the midst of the persecution. Why? Because he became a vital person. He didn't care even for his own life. He just preached the gospel. And the Lord honored that, and 3,000 were added to the church. So saints, that is a wonderful example of Peter and the disciples, how they became vital. By praying. And the second example, I think Franklin mentioned it, is Acts 13. Oh, it was Franklin. Oh, no, it was Joel again. The 5 brothers, they came together to fast and pray. They were not organizing anything. They fast and pray, becoming one with the ascended head. And that caused them to become vital. And they were set apart for the Lord's work, especially to the Gentile world. And that started the Lord's work there. Wonderful. Saints, actually, the whole book of Acts, we could see so many incidents of the saints being vital. And the key there is they prayed with the Lord. They prayed to be one with the Lord. And number 2 is, after they prayed to be one with the Lord, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Not only so, they were led by the Holy Spirit. They did not decide on their own. It is always the Holy Spirit deciding everything. Even the Apostle Paul, no matter how capable he is really a capable person. But he did not regard that one. Rather, he was always led by the Holy Spirit. Saying, so the source of our vitality is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us come back to John 21. Okay, and we are going to read the outline. Okay. So let's read the title of the outline again. How to conduct ourselves in the house of God, producing vital groups and endeavoring to gain people for the body. Okay, Roman numeral 1. After we have been made vital, we should contact another seeking saint. You know, John chapter 21 is what I mentioned when the Lord called Peter. The Lord is the most vital person. And very interesting, our brother uses this verse. Normally, we will say, after we become vital, the next thing is we need to find a seeking one. Probably, the one that we will seek is a vital person. Okay, I'm going to seek Joel, vital. Okay, that's the one that I'm going to choose. But here, in John chapter 21, the Lord did not choose anyone who is vital. In fact, he chose Peter and the other disciples who were backslidden, who went back to the world to make a living. Very interesting. A lot of times our concept is different, but the Lord's concept is we seek someone who is not vital. And with this one, we pray with them, fellowship with them, so that they also become vital. Okay? I always remember one brother. He's very interesting. He says he's a serving one, serving the young people. And then he has some young people who is serving together with him. No? He could gain them. And then he says, he will gather these young people and says, let's have our co-workers meeting. We're going to have a co-workers meeting. Okay. So we go, how can they be co-workers? They're all, I believe the brother has much enlightenment, just like John 21, just like the Lord. These young ones, they are not vital yet, but he sees them to be vital companions, right? To become part of his vital group. So John 21 is marvelous. Okay, let's read the points, no? Letter A, we should contact the ones we feel can be made vital and whom we can bring into our vital groups. We need to pray and choose someone whom we can contact. That's letter A. We don't choose based on our consideration. No. We need to choose by praying. We need to pray and then choose someone whom we can contact. You know, the Lord, when he chose the 12 disciples, the record was during that night, he went up to the mountain to pray to the Father. And when he came down, that's when he chose the 12 disciples. I said, Lord, the way you choose is not so right. Because all of these are very peculiar ones, no? I mean, Joel gave a good description. If I were you, I would choose them. Yan, see Franklin, see Lawrence, see Andy, not the good ones. No. The Lord chose someone according to the Father's will. If we are the Lord, then none of us will be here. So, but thank the Lord is the Lord. And he has chosen us. So thank the Lord has chosen me. In my family, anyone who knows my family, they are the best people that you can be. But I am not the good one. Okay? But the Lord still chose me. Okay? And we are all the same. No? But the Lord chose us. So for us, in the same way, we want to choose a person to be part of our vital group, we need to pray to the Lord. And I believe the Lord will direct us to the person whom we should contact. Okay? Let's read B. We should fellowship with him or her according to issues spoken of in Romans 3, A to E in message 4, which is the last part, no? Brother Franklin read it quickly. So you have to read it again. Okay, C. We should make him or her vital. Join with us as a vital group. Yeah. The point in choosing is to make them vital. Yes, they are not vital yet, but they will soon be vital. You know, all the parents who have naughty kids, okay, they are very patient to take care of them. Why? Because they know right now they are naughty, but one day they will not. Okay? They will be those who will take care of their parents' interests. So, in the same way, the Lord has such a divine foresight. Okay? Amen. And I hope we will all be the same. Letter D. Both of us should continue to contact other seeking saints and make them vital to join with us and to increase our group. So, this is how we choose the persons to be part of our vital group. But first, we should be vital. Then we choose other people to be vital together with us, right? And the way to choose, not according to our preference, our choice, but according to the Lord's choice. To do that, we need to pray. And don't argue with the Lord. Huh? A lot of times when I pray, Lord, but how come it should be this? No, we should not be. The Lord's choice is the best choice. And just think about it. The 12 disciples on the day of Pentecost, yeah, totally different. They become vital, right? Amen. Okay, now, Roman numeral 2. Let's read all together. A vital group that is up to the standard revealed in the Bible has a purpose, a nature, and a condition. Okay? So, now we are going to see the standard. That means the vital group that is up to the standard. It has three elements. The purpose, the nature, and the condition. You know, these three things, I was considering this conference. Our main title is How to Conduct Ourselves in the House of God. This includes the messages on the vital groups. That is part of how we should conduct ourselves in the house of God. And all these messages can be summarized by the two verses in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. Okay? What is the two verses there? Okay, let's read the verses, right? Okay. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. Okay, sorry. 3, 15 and 16. Paul says, "But if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God." Number one. That means the church is not a church of someone, but the church of God. Who is God? Christ is God. Who is the very head? So, in the church is not his church or his church, but it is the church of the living God, the headship of Christ. Then, what is this church? The pillar and base of the truth. That means in the proper church life, we all should bear the truth. Message two. And then, verse 16 says, confessedly, great is the mystery of godliness. Which is our message this morning. That means we all should be expressing God in the church. Okay? But that's not the end of the verse. It says, quote, who was manifested in the flesh, yes, justified in the spirit. Okay? Who are these? That means, as those, how do we conduct ourselves in the house of God? We need to be justified in the spirit. In other words, saints, we should be those who are living and walking by the spirit, wherein the spirit justifies us. Whenever we are not in the spirit will not justify us. Okay? So, we need to be in the spirit. We need to experience to be filled with the Spirit inwardly and to be filled with the Spirit outwardly, just like the disciples on the day of Pentecost. And not only so, that's not the end. Seen by angels, that means, oh, the heavenly host sees us, what we are doing, and preached among the Gentiles, the nations. Okay, what is to preach among the Gentiles? The preaching of the gospel to the Gentiles is for the increase of the body of Christ. And this is the first item, the goal of the vital group. For the increase of the body of Christ through the preaching of the gospel. And believed on in the world. And lastly, taken up in glory. In Ephesians 5, he says, Christ is working in the church so that the church will be presented to him glorious. When is the church in glory? When is the church glorious? It is when the church is being perfected and builded up to become the body of Christ, the bride of Christ. That is the time that the church is glorious. Amen. And this is the standard of the proper church life. Saints, okay? Now, we will continue to read Roman numeral 2. Then we will understand why Roman numeral 2 is written this way. Okay, A. The purpose of the vital groups is the increase, perfecting, and building up of the body of Christ. The vital groups are to gain the increase, finish the perfecting, and complete the building. This is exactly what 1 Timothy 3:16 says, what we have read. To have the increase, we preach the gospel. And for the church to be glorious, there is the need of the perfecting of the members of the body for the building up of the body of Christ. Saying, this is the purpose of the vital group. No? We realize the vital group is what the Lord is looking for today. Why? Because they are the overcomers. Today, we have to admit, although we are in the churches, but there is a situation of degradation. That is why the Lord is bringing us back to the standard. How to conduct ourselves in the house of God. 1 Timothy 3:15 and 16 is the standard. And we need to be recovered back to that standard. And the only way is to become the vital groups. Okay? Now, letter B. The nature. Okay? Let's read. The nature of the vital groups is spiritual. To be spiritual means to be filled with the Holy Spirit within and without. And I already mentioned, the whole book of Acts is a record of the disciples who are filled with the Spirit within and filled with the Spirit without. In fact, so many places there mention, oh, that they were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. And two incidents of this was mentioned. When the disciples were persecuted, once when Peter was in prison, and then he was released, and then he reported to the disciples, and they were all filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. And it's the same with Paul. He was being rejected by a city. Yet, when he came to the other disciples, okay, believers, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. So many incidents. They are filled with the Holy Spirit within and filled with the Holy Spirit without. That's the nature of the vital group. In other words, in the vital groups, we are always living and walking by the Spirit. Experiencing the Spirit's leading and experiencing the filling of the Holy Spirit. And lastly, let's read letter C, last. The condition of the vital groups is that of having, loving one another in one accord and with, in oneness and with one accord. We need to have one another meeting together in mutual love. It's not that it's all work, no. No. The condition, that means as we are carrying out the vital groups, the condition is a matter of love. Here the verse mentioned is that the Lord in John says, a new commandment I give to you. It's not the old commandment that is in the Old Testament, but the new commandment in the New Testament is that we need to love one another. Just like, you know, the Father loves the Son, and the Son loves the Father. We need to love one another. What is love? God is love. Love is the very nature of God, the very essence of God. Saints, if we are truly filled with the Lord, which is the source of our vitality, we will be full of love. You know, when I meet certain brothers who are really vital, you know, I fellowship with them. They are full of love. A lot of times we only see them on the stage, you know, giving a message. But when I contact them personally, a lot of love. In fact, there was one time I was very impressed with one brother. Each time I go to the training, he will say, during this whole time, you need to come to my house. One time I did not go because I need to take care of certain things. He was kind of disappointed with me. Why I did not go? What? And all the time, I'm being cherished and nourished by the brother. And I sense there's true love among us. Saints, as we practice this should be the condition. First, the purpose is for the increase. Not only increase, There should be the perfecting and the building up of the body of Christ. Because this is the goal of God's economy. And second, the nature is that, oh, we are just full of the Spirit. Nothing natural. We're filled with the Spirit inwardly and outwardly. And lastly, we do this in a condition of love. We love one another. Care for one another. Okay? And this is how the vital group should be. Our brother will continue.
I would
like to continue the fellowship of the brother.
And
the burden is on how to start a vital group.
And
then what the vital group should do.
In the
last session, in message number 4,
Roman
numeral 3,
let
me read to you.
我立拜只为加着自己平静一切，并绝对为着主恢复扩张的圣徒而产生。
A vital group can only come into being by a saint who is desperate and absolute for the increase of the Lord's recovery.
真明显，伊是叫做我立拜。So
very obvious, it's called vital group.
头一字是我立。
The first word is vital.
需要有一个活力人.
There's the need of a vital person.
在我们小组里面,
in our small group,
有时候我们感觉真正沉.
Sometimes we felt that the atmosphere is very depressing.
没有够的冲击力.
There's not much impact.
但是只要有一个,
but as long as there is one,
一个,
just one,
还是两个,
or two,
还是三个,
or three.
Amen.
Ding, ding, ding.
一个小白就有机会.
Then that small group will be different.
在你的区里面,
in your district,
你感觉说不够丰富.
Sometimes you felt it is not rich enough.
真沉,
very low.
只需要有一个,
you just need to have one.
还是两个,
or two.
还是三个,
or three.
最后五个,
of course, the best is you have five.
甚至有十个,
or even if there are ten.
那个区啊, 就会,
ding, 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 ding.
Then there will be a lot of shining in that grouping.
就要活力.
There will be the vitality.
这个教会,
in a church.
你感觉说真正弱,
if you feel that church is weak.
但是只要有一个,
but as long as there is
两个,
one.
三个, 四个, 五个, 十个,
or two or three or four or five or ten or twenty.
Ding, 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 ding. 你的教会就要活力.
Then that church will be vital.
你愿意做那个一个无？
Are you willing to be that one?
Amen. 今仔下晡，咱系问家己。
So let us ask ourselves this afternoon.
咱既然谈到活力牌，
since we talk about the vital groups,
盼望咱的牌有活力，
we long that our groupings,
盼望咱的教会有活力，
we long that the church where we are will have vitality.
但是一直开始只需要一个，
but it only needs to start with one.
你愿意做那个一个无？
Now the question is, are you willing to be that one?
最后，那有一个，一个，一个，一个，一个，一个，一个，一个，一个。
Of course, the best is that if there's this one, that one, this one, that one, that one, that one.
你的教会就非常盼望。
Then the church where you are will be full of hope.
所以你们读 Roman number 3, 杨杨某个在读这篇。
So can we read again Roman numeral 3 of message number 4, page 17? A vital group can come into being only by a saint who is desperate and absolute for the increase of the Lord's recovery. Let's pray now with our
sister.
Pray to the Lord and help one another.
主啊，为着阮的牌，还是为着阮的区，还是为着阮的教会？神啊，你若得着贵的，是对教会扩张有负担的人。
Lord, for my group, for my district, for my church, Lord, gain a few who would really be who have the burden for the increase.
最后，你来祈祷讲，神啊，我边头一个也是变做活力人。
And maybe you can pray, Lord, I hope the one that I'm praying with, he will be the vital one.
但是当然更加好啊，你是祈祷讲，神啊，我也是最活力人。
Of course, the best is, Lord, make me that one.
好不好？啊，就这样，给你边头人三个祈祷。
So let's spend 1 minute to pray with the one seated beside us. Who should be vital?
好不好念第二段点嘛？恁在读这？
Can we also read?
我先用韩文读。
Roman numeral two.
咱伫主恢复来圣道啊，迫切需要得到活力。
As saints in the Lord's recovery, we desperately need to be vitalized.
有活力意思是讲是活的，也是活动的。
To be vital means to be living and active.
英文。
So let's read it again. As saints in the Lord's recovery.We desperately need to be vitalized. To be vital means to be living and active. If we are just living, it is not enough. Many people that are lying in the hospital bed, they are living. But there is no activity, no vitality. You go now to the children's room, room number 8. You look at the kids.
上一只叫做活力。
That's what we mean, vital.
Amen. 有的人是活的，但是不一定活力。
Some people are living, but no vitality.
兄弟姊妹啊，咱伫主恢复来的圣道。
Brothers and sisters, as saints in the Lord's recovery,
只活无够热。
It is not enough just to be living.
咱必须要活力。
We need to be vital.
所以啊，在将一阵啊，咱Franklin 兄读起个第六小点啊。第三大点的第六小点的祈祷啊，好不好啊？咱大家再读一遍，我先用韩文。
Let's read again. Roman numeral 3, letter F, in page 18, the last point of message 4.
主啊，予我活力有力，为着你的行动，求你今仔日予我活力有力。
Let's all together pray the prayer. Lord, make me vital. Make me vital today for the sake of your move.
活力牌
，vital group，
所以这个活人也阁无够热。
Now, since it is vital group, just to have a vital person is not enough.
伊是这个牌
，it is a group，
应该是有同伴的。
So he must have a companion.
所以第五篇啊 ，Brother Simon 就开始。
So in message 5, our Brother Simon begins with
就予人看去第一大点。
That in Roman numeral 1,
第一大点怎啊讲呢
？What does it tell us?
在咱有活力之后，相信咱你祈祷了后啊，渐渐哦，淡薄活力。
After we have been made vital, I believe after our prayer, somehow the Lord has made us a little vital.
所以第二项咧就创啥
？So after we are being made vital, what is the next thing that we should do？
即讲，咱应该接触另外一位寻求的圣徒。
We should contact another seeking saint.
应该读这 Roman number one 英文。
Let's read again in English, Roman number one. After we have been made vital, we should contact another seeking saint.
所以不将要话的牌。
So how can we have the vital group?
咱们拼个 outline.
The outline a while ago.
用在你，用在我。
Emphasizes on you and I as a person individually.
咱需要加到祷告。
Through prayer.
加着认罪
，through confession；
加着奉献
，through consecration；
加着被圣灵充满
，through being filled with the Spirit。
盼望咱人活力
，that we would become vital。
然后这篇继续来讲
，now this message continues。
当你安尼去做的时候，你活力了后
，after you have made that, you've done that, and you have become vital。
咱们就下就是人祈祷了。
I believe many of us prayed that prayer。
有的是叫你上教会。
Some are from the same locality.
With you.
Some are in the same district.
With you. 你上年龄还是上小白
？Some may be in the same age group or in the same small group with you.
你可以祈祷。
You have to go and pray.
有主来带领你。
That the Lord would lead you.
然后找一个。
And find one.
找一个有寻求的人。
Find one another seeking saint.
你两个连在一起。
Then when the two of you are joined together,
彼此会帮衬。
You will help each other.
不是讲我靠我力啦。
It's not that you are more vital. You are less vital. Actually, I need someone to help me to be more vital. And he also needs someone to help him to be more vital. So when you find someone, now there are two of you. And you help each other. Then you now begin a vital group.
Amen. 然后下课讲一句。
Now there's a sentence here that says
第四点
in letter D
哈第四点韩文是讲，咱两个就继续接触另外寻求的圣徒，
both of us should continue to contact other seeking saints.
Ho in walat
and make them vital.
Bien ilan
to join with us.
Ho lan ne pai kok jian
and to increase our group.
So, 开始.
So, how do we begin?
你自己
begins with you.
先高主面头前.
You go first before the Lord.
有祈祷，有认罪，有奉献.
You pray, you confess, you consecrate.
被圣灵所充满.
You're filled with the Spirit.
成为一个活的人.
You become a vital person.
然后你又找另外一个寻求的人.
Then you find another seeking saint.
三合祈祷，三合认罪，三合被圣灵充满.
And then together you also pray, together confess, consecrate, and be filled with the Spirit. Now you are vital, he is also vital. Then the two persons who are vital are now together. Now you have a vital group. Then the two of you would find another two. Help them.
Amen. 有祈祷，有认罪，被圣灵所充满。
To also to pray, to confess, and to be filled with the Spirit. And also become vital.
管你的小班是15个人啦。
You don't care whether your small group has 15 people.
只要有4个是活力的，你的小班就会变。
If your small group of 15 will have 4 who are vital, your entire small group will be different.
管你的区有30个人。
Now your district may have 30 people.
街头一半没要讲话，没要唱歌，没要祈祷。
Now, if half of them do not even want to prophesy, do not sing in them, and do not pray in the meeting.
即便你地区内面真正是四个是活力的。
But if in your district there will be 4 of you who are really vital,
是四个合在一起是一个活力牌。
And these four are together as a vital group.
地区内面有一个小活力牌。
In your district there is a vital group.
我相信啊，你的区就会开始有变。
I believe your district will start to change.
教会也是这样。
The same is true with the church.
Amen. 开始吧。
Let's begin it.
你在讲到广告《使徒行传》13章了。
A while ago, the brothers mentioned about Acts chapter 13.
有5个人。
There were 5 people.
你知影无？巴拿巴哥是去照顾保罗的呢。
Barnabas was the one who took care of Saul.
保罗是。 对外面的来,
Saul was from outside.
大家信徒拢真惊，因为原本乃是一个被逼教会的人。
Everyone was afraid of Saul because he was one who was persecuting the church.
保罗的来教会时，多人就说：“哦，Paul，welcome，无无无，啊，你当时我Paul，啊，是熟人呐。” When
Paul came into the church life, he was not welcomed by the saints.
是巴拿巴的车。
It was Barnabas who went to look for him.
是巴拿巴将伊引进侍奉。
It was Barnabas who led him into the service.
我唔知呀，卢修、西面甲马内亚是怎样的来。
I do not know how the other brothers came in.
但是最后啊，一个巴拿巴，一个保罗，各三个英国啊，就真正加做一个活力牌。
But later on, Barnabas and Saul and the other three, they became a vital group.
伊影响了因。
And it influenced them.
所以在那,
so there,
主就有一个行动,
the Lord has his move.
主就有一个突破,
the Lord has a breakthrough.
巴拿巴真正是一个活力人,
because Barnabas was a vital person. He was able to lead Saul, and he and Saul became a vital group.
在那祈祷的时候啊, 在主面头前来服侍的时候啊, 因真正是一个活力牌。
And when they were there praying and ministering to the Lord, they were a vital group.
是小牌，是区，是教会，那只要有这样的活力牌，就会变。
If in a small group, in a district, in a church, there is such a vital group, the whole thing will change.
Amen. 咱有小牌了，有活力牌了，后要创啥呢？
But what do we do after we have a vital group?
第三点。
Then Roman numeral 3.
伊只就讲，咱需要要甲咱活力的同伴操练实行沟通。
We need to practice fellowshipping with our vital companions.
沟通就是寻求咱怎么下提供，我会让对你知影你现在情形。
As our brother had fellowship a while ago, I need to know what is your present situation.
我知影你的情形，你知影我真正的情形。
I need to know what is your real condition, and you know what is my real condition.
是要为着说的会让带多。
So that after fellowship, we can have intercession.
带多了就真正相顾，并牧养。
After the intercession, we can have the mutual care and shepherding.
Okay. 你们读一个A吧，英文呢？
Can we read letter A in English? With our vital companions, we have to take care of fellowship, intercession, mutual care, and shepherding. All these things can be done in a very spontaneous way.
第二大点讲到活力牌的情形啊，必须是得有三听。
In Roman numeral 2, when it talks about the condition of the vital groups, it must have the condition of loving one another. And this loving one another comes from fellowship. Because when I know your condition and you know my condition, when I intercede for you and intercede for me, then we can have mutual care for one another. Then we can shepherd one another. Then people would see a condition among us. They would see loving one another. They would see one accord. Then the two of you or the four of you will have impact. Let me share to you one of my testimony of failure.
几年前,
few years ago,
我们全时间去到Santa Mesa开店,
the full-timers went to Santa Mesa to propagate.
我们一组有两个兄弟一个姊妹。
In my group, there we were two brothers and one sister.
我们出去家中聚会的时候,
after when we go to the new ones home for home meeting,
有两三个新人,
there were two to three new ones.
然后我们三个全时间,
and we three full-timers were there.
我们坐到这个房间的时候,
when we were sitting in the room,
开始要读,
and when we were about to start to read,
跟我同桌的兄弟啊,
the brother who was in my group, he slept.
那个是下午,
that was in the afternoon.
现在就睡去,
he really fell asleep.
他睡去过, Brother Alex, I'm just going to get a lot.
Now, I'm not a broad person. So when I saw him sleeping, I was feeling very bad. I'm here, home meeting, and you are sleeping. So when the new one saw me looking at him, the new one also look at him. So as we were reading, it was very difficult. I did not get angry. But I don't feel good. I dare not say I condemn him. But I dare not also say I have not at all condemned him. So that home meeting was a meeting that was so difficult.
但我们组完会了,
after our meeting,
我想问你,
now, let me ask you first, before I continue, for me to feel bad, am I right in doing that? Can I do that? Just to feel bad, someone is sleeping? Do I have a reason, a valid reason to get not, feel not so good about? We are in a small group and he is sleeping. But let me tell you, when we went back to the car, I asked the brother,
兄弟啊,
brother,
你很久也闲了,
you look so tired.
你说,
he said, yes.
Sorry,
I just cannot, I help but sleep. Do you know, about 2 months ago,
primary complex.
I had primary complex.
啊, 而且啊, 啊, 所以我就吃药了,
so I need to take medication.
啊,
now after taking the medication for months, you are not infectious anymore. But you need to continue the medicine for 6 months. He said, I'm still ongoing with my medication. And after taking the medicine, it makes me sleepy all the time. I really felt so sleepy. But I was thinking there are just only three of us. If I would not join the propagation, and only you, brother, and another sister, then you cannot go out to propagate. So no matter what, I still join the visitation, the propagation. After hearing that, I wanted to embrace the brother. I almost condemned him, but actually he paid such a price so that I can go out. But why is it initially I was condemning? Because there was lack of fellowship. If that new one became stumbled, he would not be stumbled because our brother slept.
但是因着我伫遐看恁兄弟哦。
He would be stumbled because I keep on looking at the sleeping brother.
Amen. 那是因伫遐我唔知影恁兄弟的情形。
And the reason is because I do not know the condition of my
brother. 甚至如果我那人讲，我的新人讲，你在恁兄弟来，你可是喊喊咧，伊是食药也爱困，伊强强来，把人阮再通来了。
If only I knew, I would have told the new one.Our brother is sleeping because he was under medication, but he still forced himself to come so that we can be here.
感动。
And then that would touch the new one also.
你知影伫咱的服侍内面。
So many times in our service.
Amen. 无论是儿童服侍、青年服侍、大服侍、圣职服侍，还是小班服侍，啊，甚至是负责人服侍。
Whether it be the service of the children, the high schoolers, the college, the young adults, or even the eldership.
有时阵咱家己也是在讲啊。内面有淡薄挤袂起。
There are times that we do not feel very comfortable with the others.
原因啊，是因为无交集的沟通。
And the only reason is because we lack fellowship.
如果咱真正知影彼此对方的情形
，because if we really know each other's condition,
咱就不会定罪。
We would not be condemning anymore.
咱就会较罪的态度。
We would instead have more intercession.
咱就会较做会撒过
，and we would have more mutual care。
伫咱中间，咱的情形
，then our condition，
因着咱的祈祷
，because of our intercession，
咱就会更加做比圣灵充满。
We would be filled more with the Spirit。
咱爱彼此相听
，and we would love each other， love one another。
人爱伫咱服侍做顶面，看见咱是彼此相听。
Then people would see that there's the condition of loving one another in our service group。
你的牌、你的区、你的教会就要有冲击力。
Then your group, your district, your church will have the impact。
所以
，therefore。
你就活力，我就活力。
You need to be vital. I need to be vital.
咱就找一个人。
We need to find someone else.
啊，是有心为着主的扩开扩展。
Who is also burdened for the increase of the Lord's economy?
咱祈祷，咱认罪。
Then we would pray together. We would confess.
咱比圣灵所充满。
And we'll be filled with the Spirit.
咱活力，伊也活力。
We are vital. He's vital. They are vital.
各招两个。
Then find two more.
啊，将因带到伫这个实践内面。
Make them into the same practice.
然后咱要创啥呢
？Then what are we going to do?
甲做彼此沟通。
We need to have more fellowship.
然后就让彼此带到。
Then there will be the intercession.
就让撒过。
Then there will be the mutual care.
彼此的牧养。
And mutual shepherding.
Amen. 然后第二点。
Then letter B.
第二重点。
Letter B.
我读这，然后英文你读这。
Yeah.
在亲密并彻底的沟通根基上，咱需要在头版的灵来加着。最离切地的祷告挑战一起。
On the foundation of intimate and thorough fellowship, we need to be blended by much and thorough prayer with the release of our spirit.
人讲要加在讲到祷告了。
So again, we talk about prayer.
因为祷告非常的重要。
Because prayer is very important.
必须听我的拜。
We want to practice the vital groups.
需要有祷告。
We need to pray.
Amen. 你祷告。咱需要来接触咱的主。
And in prayer, we contact the Lord.
在前一篇的时阵啊，就讲到咱的认罪了。
In the message, the last message, it talks about we need to confess our sins.
你知道你要怎样会人扩展
？How can we have the increase？
你就要增加人数。
How can we have the increase in number？
你下底一直提醒咱要去认罪。
Brother Lee reminded us again and again that we need to confess our sins.
因为这是伊的经历啊。
Because this is his experience.
伊讲伊七年伫地兄会。
He said he was 7 years with the brethren.
伊学着真多预言。
He learned many prophecies and typology.
但是感觉伫内面也死沉。
But he felt he was so dead within.
所以就经常走到伊厝后壁一座山。
So many times he would go to the mountain that is at the back of his house.
我记得无大是一个月。
And if I remember right, he was there for a month.
伊讲伊逐日是到主面头前去哭。
And every day he would be there crying before the Lord.
去哭去悔改。
He would be there repenting before the Lord.
伊叫咱的认罪，因为伊有这样的经历。
Why did he tell us to confess? Because he had such an experience.
经过一个月的哭。
And after that 1 month of weeping.
一个月的祈祷。
One month of prayer.
一个月的认罪。
One month of confession.
伊真正被灵所充满。
He was filled with the Spirit.
兄弟就去到伊阳台。
Then Brother Ni came to Chifu.
前几晚就离开。
Then after a few days, he left. And somebody came to see Brother Lee. And Brother Lee shared to him the truth. And that friend of his was baptized. And that week, they began their first meeting in the church in
Yan.
Just four people. The second week, 11 people. In less than a year, they are already 80 to 100 people. Of course, we may say we are not Brother Lee. But don't we believe what he said? If we would really go and pray, and we would really weep before the Lord, and two or three would really confess before the Lord, and contact the Lord and be filled with the Spirit. If after 1 year you will not become 100, but at least become 6. So we need to pray. We need to pray.
Amen.
Second. We are going to find someone. Whether it be gospel preaching, shepherding people, or perfecting people. Many times we do not know what to say. But our brother Lee also has this experience. After the revival in Chifu, the Japanese imprisoned him. And then after he came out from prison, he had tuberculosis. He rested for 2 years. People thought for 2 years he was not doing anything. But later on we realized that in those 2 years he was always before the Lord, even weeping before the Lord. Because prior to that, he did many works for the Lord. But he realized, he found out that the work that he did before lacked life.
So
as he was praying, confessing, and being filled with the Spirit, the Lord showed to him the principle of the tree of life. So when he became well
again,
he went to the church in Nanking and helped the saints, including some co-workers who have excommunicated Watchmani. And he had the proper word, the suitable word, the words of the tree of life. And it caused the revival even of the church in Shanghai and even overturned the entire China so that Brother Ni's ministry was able to be resumed. Now, we may say we are not Brother Lee. We will not have such a big scale. But we do believe if we would really pray, if you and your companion,
amen,
would pray, would repent,
amen,
would be filled with the Spirit, the Lord would give you the word. Would you be able to perfect people? Brother Lee also had this experience. When he went to the United States in the early
60s,
he said he, before he did anything, before he started any work, together with two brothers, the three of them, I forgot whether it was 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Amen.
Every day, they were just praying that the Lord would open the door in the United States. That the Lord would raise up proper persons.
Amen.
That the Lord would raise up people in U.S. And after much prayer, that's the time they went out.
So
do not worry. Do not worry that in our practice of the vital groups, what should I say? You just need to pray more with your companion.
And do
not worry also when you practice the vital group whether new ones will begin and people will be perfected or not. We ourselves become vital, and then we have a companion to pray together with us. The Lord would surely open the way. So how do we start the vital group? May the Lord make you and I vital. Then we will find a companion. And we will pray together, confess, and be filled with the Spirit. You are vital, He is vital, that together you become a vital group. And the best, you gain two more. And do the same thing. Also consecrate and give yourself to the Lord. Then how do you start? This, have more fellowship. I know your condition, you know my condition. I would intercede for you, you would pray for me. I would care for you, you also care for me. Then more prayers. The Lord then would give us the words. The Lord would give us the vitality. In fact, the Lord would also give us the fruits.
Amen.
Now, there's the next step. That will be tomorrow morning. Now let's read last point in number 5. For the building up of the vital groups, we need to pray much and thoroughly for the four steps of the God-ordained way. So when we come together, what do we pray for? Pray for the four steps of the God-ordained way. Begetting, nourishing, perfecting, and building. Lord, lead us that we can beget. We can go out to preach the gospel together. Lord, lead us that we can nourish. That we can go out together to nourish, to have home meetings.
Amen.
And third, perfecting or teaching. Then we would function in our small group. And in our small group, we would perfect others.
Amen.
And the last, the few of us in the vital groups, in the district, we would function. If in your small group of 15, there are 4 in the vital group, the
whole
small group will be different. Of course, if there are 8, it will be stronger. And eventually, if there are 12, that will even be better. Actually, by the time, you will become 20, and then everyone is vital. Then you can divide into 2 groups.
Amen.
Then the church will be vital. So now let's pray. Let's pray with our sitting.